بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم ربنا لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله وعلى نيته وسره. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The month has arrived. The beautiful month of Ramadan has arrived, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to be here and to witness the start of it. May Allah protect us through the rest of the month. May Allah grant us health and strength to see it through, and may Allah grant us the tawfiq, which is the ability to draw maximum benefit from this month. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. It is the month, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us, it is the month in which the doors of Jahannam are closed and the doors of Jannah are opened and the shayateen are all chained. So what I have to deal with and to address is only my nafs and the dunya and my fellow man. Shayateen are all chained. It's a time in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded us the opportunity to reconnect with Him in a pure manner. It's a time in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded us the opportunity to see the better sides of ourselves, the better versions of ourselves. It's a time in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us and affords us the opportunity to detox from the noise of the world and to detox from our inner desires and passions and to detox in a physical manner too. You know, we benefit through the fasting now. Our bodies are under attack throughout the year from all that we engage in, from all that we partake in. Our minds are under attack throughout the year from all the information that is shared left, right and center. Just slow down. Our hearts, our spirits are under attack too now. So this month is a month that is considered a gift for the Ummah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first juz was recited and the quarter of the second juz. Alhamdulillah thumma alhamdulillah. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. The entire Quran was revealed in a month of Ramadan and placed in Baytul Izza. Baytul Izza is a house above the Kaaba in the first sama. Abdullah ibn Abbas said the entire Quran before the advent of Islam, before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the first message, the entire Quran was sent down from the Lawh al-Mahfuz to the Baytul Izzah. That house, similar to the Kaaba, but it is in the first sama around which malaika circumambulate as well. In the same token, above the Kaaba, in every sama there's a house. And the house on the seventh sama is called Al-Baytul Ma'mur, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Ibrahim alayhi salam on the night of Mi'raj. Can you picture that scene? Above the Kaaba. The entire Quran was sent to the Baytul Izzah, which is that house on the first Sama. And from there, over the 23 years of prophethood, verses and chapters were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam based on the need of the day and the time. But the month of Ramadan and the first revelation to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Those five verses were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to the majority of scholars, in the month of Ramadan as well. That first meeting that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was afforded with Jibreel alayhi salam, the first meeting between him and the unseen world, the first meeting between him and the divine, occurred also in the month of Ramadan. It's a month of divine openings. And if we connect, and if we try to connect through the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the book to the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because every word he recited first, na'am, and we try to connect through the book with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for it is the rope of Allah. It is the rope of Allah that we have to hold on to. We have to hold on to and hold on to tight, especially in the times in which we are living. We have to hold on to it because we love Allah and we want to love Him more. We have to hold on to it, the Quran, because we are neglectful and we have shortcomings and we are weak. We have to hold on to the Quran to be safe from the tests of the time. We have to come back. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Satakunu fitan." There will most certainly be tests. كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ, like the dark portions of a night. What is the way out of these tears, Ya Rasulullah? The Sahaba asked him. He said, Kitabullah. The book of Allah is the way out of all the tests that are to come. Huwa hablullah al-mateen. It is the strong rope of Allah. Let's open in this month. If I'm not going to recite a khatam in Arabic, open the translation. Open the translation. Or watch some YouTube clips of mashayikh explaining ayat of Quran, tafsir. Let's spend our days. Let's start a new series. Forget all the other series that we are watching. Yes, yeah, man, a smile, no, yeah. Forget all the other series that I'm watching. Every episode is 40 odd minutes or maybe an ear of longer. Now there's this Turkish one that's by moi, but elke een is like longer than an ear. I never watched it, but I know every episode is longer, na? Or to gurl, whatever. Javitina? Bloody. But let's start a new series. Now. Allah, Allah, Allah. That's the first. Think more of Allah. Connect to the Quran. Think more of Allah. Address the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW, the beloved of Allah. Think more of Allah and let's work on the quality of our actions. And then gratitude. First think of Allah, then gratitude. We think of all those who passed away during the course of this year. A lady passed away this morning. Our caretaker's sister, Haji Ahmad Kamal's sister, passed away today. Ya Haji. Janaza was 5 o'clock. May Allah increase the nur in her qabr, the nur in all their qubur. But people have passed on. 2 or 3 days ago, a young lady of 39 years old passed away. 39, leaving behind 3 children and a husband. Really gone. So we make gratitude. We first make dua for them. And we make gratitude. Alhamdulillah, I am here, afforded another Ramadan. I am here, afforded another opportunity to fast. And I want to fast. And I'm not so happy that it's short days. I'm prepared to fast longer, Allah, for your sake, Ya Allah. But Alhamdulillah, you have decreed this, and you have decreed long nights. Alhamdulillah. Allah's rahmah. But we want to feel it. And tomorrow is work. We're going to get up for sawah, ameen. Suhoor, yes, like early. We're not going to have sawah now before we sleep, Ya Allah. Yes, get up and we feel the sacrifice for Allah's sake. For Allah's sake. Even though I must go to school tomorrow, Allah will reward you even more. Even though I must go work tomorrow, Allah will reward you even more. Feel it, for Allah's sake. Because I'm grateful to be here. Now, that's number two. Number one is the remembrance. Number two is the gratitude. Number three, which we end off with, inshallah, is the attempt to improve on the quality of what? Of our ibadah. Now, by the way I sounded tonight, it's a sign for me, Kikisa. Retire, mama. And the young spouse, they've given me off for tomorrow night, inshallah, just to take a breather. I picked up a bit of a cold. But Amanullah Muhammad is here with us this year. Sema, mashallah, for him. He's the one who led the four before me. He hails from Bridgetown and he came all the way. Bridgetown? Yes, and he came all the way. And he's still on honeymoon. And then the gentleman who stood second this evening is none other than Ibrahim Ali. MashaAllah for him. And he comes all the way from Zanflay, you know where that is? Makassar. He came through tonight. May Allah protect and reward for every drop of petrol that he was spent to come all this way. And he is still to get married, inshallah. Now, may he learn about you. Yes. And then Ridwan Moses, that side there, came all the way from Scarf Crow. And he was here before. And he has other connection to Yellow Vitya. And he was at we make dua for him. And he's a school teacher and going into examination period to me, Allah put Barakah in all our time and his time as well. But they will be leading tomorrow night, they'll give me off. I will be here to speak and deliver, inshallah, just to get a breather. Du'as for Ghassanti for us all. But what were the three notes? Why did I say that? The quality of ibadah. I know, sorry, I disturbed your quality tonight. You were in salah and you were thinking, what khat no an mit lunt for naan? Okay? But we hope, we pray Allah accepts. And we pray after a rough start, it gets better. Ameen, ameen, ameen. But the quality, and it was so beautiful listening to them. And the heart was taking flight. One sahabi, I'll get to his name. think it's Jubair ibn Mut'im, radiallahu anhu. But he said, once I stood behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Salatul Maghrib, and I remember clearly he recited Watini wa Zaytun. And he said the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited it so beautifully, it felt as if my heart was going to take flight. Kada qalbi an yatir. We make dua, Allah grants us and affords us the opportunity to taste the sweetness of the Quran, to taste the sweetness of the words of Allah, and for us to be allowed for our souls and our hearts to move in the atmosphere of the beautiful Quranic verses in the remaining nights to come. The 3 points I mentioned tonight can be summarized in one dua that you already know. The 3 points I mentioned tonight, as per our intention now, our intention to remember Allah better. Taqwa, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting was decreed so that you may obtain taqwa. Taqwa in essence is God consciousness. Thinking about Allah, mentioning Allah, being concerned about what Allah wants from me. With me? And then gratitude. And then trying to improve the quality of our ibadah. All those 3 points can be, is summarized in one dua that you already know. I'm going to say it now. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Mu'adh ibn Jabal that do not leave any salah except that you say after it what? Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. And we can say it in plural. Say it after me. Allahumma. And now you try your best. It's first a light ah and then a i. A'inna. First lichtachis. Ah. A'inna. Allahumma. A'inna. A'inna means assist us. Ala dhikrika. Assist us in your remembrance. Wa shukrika. Assist us in your gratitude, showing thanks to you. Wa husni ibadatik. And assist us in the beauty of your worship. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. I pray for you all. Remember me and mine in your praise too. Wa sallallahu wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Wa alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ramadan Mubarak and Kareem to all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.